Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Anthony Slater is a big, the biggest Dolphins fan west of the Mississippi. And he was texting me the other
Tommy
day.
Call? No,
Tommy Call? Tommy Call. How many teams is Tommy? Tommy likes Washington, Miami, Kentucky. Tommy Call is confused when it comes to sports fandom. Slater sticks with his teams. The Guardians, the Dolphins, and of course he doesn't have an NBA team because he's a beat writer.
Is like, Tua elite?
Right. Well, he was like, how much the Dolphins? Niners tickets. I'm going to have to splurge, man. Are coming out. I'm like, dude, relax. Dolphins may be 5-11 at that point. I don't know. Anthony Slater back on the rolls. Must be basketball season. What's up, Slater?
They also might be like 11-2. I don't know if you've been watching.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Here you go. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. Are you doing the Waddle dance at home when the Dolphins score?
I would never publish that video.
Come
but
on,
it's possible.
Slater, man, you'll be a star if you should publish that Waddle dance. Well, could you imagine Slater the Waddle dance, Shasky, doing a Waddle dance?
It seems like a totally hip dude. He's totally fine with that. I have no problem with that. In fact, you'd probably break it down in like video concepts with paragraphs in between, like he does his articles for the Warriors. I mean that sincerely. And you know what? I find this interesting. I'm ready for the Warriors season right now, Anthony, and they win the fourth title. It felt, you know, as the year was going on, like even if they were to win it, man, that would be such an incredible accomplishment. Shockingly, they did. They won it all. And I keep coming back to, they won now and they were trying to develop for later, right? And the Niners are going through this right now with the Trey Lance thing. They were trying to win now and also develop simultaneously so they can continue to win. What does that mean for this year, though? Like, is it just like the kids can just be, you know, part of the mix, or is there more impact to be had in this year now that they have already won that championship in their back pocket?
Yeah, I think that last year there was more pressure on like the idea of what they were doing, right? Like if they didn't win last season, we might have blamed it on the fact that they were also trying to develop. But now that I think you take a step back, they've already kind of checked the box of like win now, right? If we were forecasting it, it's like, all right, you already won now. They haven't necessarily checked the box of develop now. I mean, obviously the pool ascension is huge, and that is a big win for their developmental department. But we're talking mostly about the three lottery picks. Moody, looks like he should be a rotation player. Kuminga, we'll see, a lot of talent. Wiseman, you know, in his third season has played 39 games. So this was always the season, and I guess we didn't always talk about it this way, but this second season when they were going to kind of, you know, I guess promote these guys into the rotation, basically hand them rotation spots, was always going to be probably the roughest when they were trying to mesh these eras together. Because last year, when it came down to it, it was all veterans, right? Think about the playoffs. I mean, it's Otto Porter, it's Gary Payton the second, and then it's all the main guys. This season, they need more from the young guys, and I think this is the one where the develop now part of the plan will be judged more harshly, even though because they won the title, like we're not going to be like, you know, beating down the doors of the franchise. Like, why did they do it?
95.7 The Game Insider Anthony Slater breaking out some Warriors basketball. I promise, Anthony, I'm not going to ask you a 55-second question like my partner just did. So what is the biggest storyline you'd like to ask? You do like to. What is the biggest storyline going into training camp? Because there's a lot of talk about the contracts. Draymond, Jordan Poole, Andrew Wiggins. Is that your biggest storyline to you, the contracts, and who could be gone after this season?
I mean, that's like, I guess, wider scope, biggest storyline surrounding the franchise. But I'm not sure. Like, we're not going to get answers necessarily at media day. Now, I'm curious how Draymond answers a potential question about it, how Poole answers a question. But, you know, Poole, they're not even meeting with Poole's representatives, which, by the way, we got news on that yesterday. Right. They're going to meet after they come back from Tokyo. Maybe something gets done. Maybe it doesn't. Same with Wiggins and Draymond before the year. But if we're just talking about like what I want to know in the next couple weeks, I want to just see what James Wiseman looks like. How many times have we discussed this and been asked this question over the last 2 years?
Just a few.
Just a few. But he's apparently in the facility all the last month and a half, like playing every single pickup game he can get in. The knee's feeling good. He's feeling confident. We'll see how that translates to the court, but he's at least physically there. So it's time to find out, you know, if he can help, how he can help, where he can help, what lineups, all that.
Where is Draymond at? Because he has that player option for $27 million after the season. And look, I don't see how he wouldn't pick that up. But are the Warriors even intrigued from what you've heard on maybe maxing him out this year and giving him an extension? Or is Poole priority one? Is Wiggins priority two and Draymond priority three?
Yeah, I mean, they're purposely not like, you know, message it out there like, you know, the list of priorities, because, you know, you want to create some issues in the locker room, you know, start saying who you prioritize above somebody else. As far as Draymond goes, I mean, he technically, like you said, has 2 years left. Now it's player option. He can go into unrestricted free agency, but you can tell there's less urgency, you know, as in his situation from the Warriors side. In some ways, and, you know, this is not necessarily always how you want to do it, but this could provide Draymond Green motivation this season, you know, to go get one last big contract if he plays really well. And a way he wouldn't pick up that option is if he has, you know, a defensive player of the year type season and he can walk into free agency and command that elsewhere, force the Warriors to pay big. To me, Poole, and you're already kind of hearing it yesterday, Poole seems to be on the top of their urgency list. Now, he actually has a deadline. Whereas, you know, Draymond and Wiggins could theoretically sign extensions during the season. I'm not saying they will, but they could. Poole, if he does not get an extension signed by October 17th, the day before the season, he's going to restricted free agency next summer. And to me, if you look at all three situations, who out of those three is likely to just spike his money into a different range? I don't think Wiggins is going to play himself into any crazy more money. I don't think Draymond is going to play himself into more money. Poole is the one, if you just follow his career path, who could just have a monster offensive season, and suddenly you're talking a max salary that starts at $33 million. Ooh. Whereas maybe this next month, you know, if you can work out team and player at something in like the 120 range, mm-hmm. something like that.
Wow, it's a lot of money. For anybody, I'm not saying that he's not worth it. He's absolutely worth it. I feel like we're burying the lead here, guys. I'm looking at Brady fatigue around the country. I'm looking at LeBron fatigue around the country. Aaron Judge seems to be one of the stars right now in all of sports, mm-hmm. but he's not the star that Steph Curry is. Him making the cover of Rolling Stone, to me, that was very impactful. Is he the biggest star currently in sports?
I don't know. I mean, you mentioned Brady. Like, I don't know. Like, Q rating, how do we judge that? I mean, I think obviously, like, we live in the Bay Area. So if we had to judge it from what we hear on a daily basis, you'd go with that. Maybe if you lived in Florida or New England, it'd be Brady. LeBron, obviously, regardless of his, I guess, feelings, you know, the Laker move has not, I don't think, been as sparkling as he hoped it would be. But if you're just talking about, like, recognizable names, I mean, I don't know if he's above Steph. To generally answer your question, I mean, Steph is like a top three, top five athlete in the world. I mean, there's no question about that. And then the other thing that Steph clearly seems to be doing is what Brady and LeBron did, which is elongating his prime, which makes him increasingly more famous as it goes on. I think Brady's become a lot more popular, like positively, over the last 3, 4, 5 years. And I think it's because people are just like, how is he doing this? It's like an unbelievable physical feat. He's playing an NFL quarterback at age 45. I think people will continue over the next few years to go like, how is Steph still this good at this age? And I think we saw that last year.
Yeah, what's the encore look like for him this year? I mean, like, that's what I keep coming back to. He wins his fourth championship. I think it's the greatest game in Warrior history, game four. I mean, it's his individually greatest moment on a stage like that. His game four is one of the greatest games in any sport that I've ever seen. Like, how does he even top what he did last year? Or is this just one big celebration of Steph this year?
Yeah, man, I don't think he needs to top it. He just needs to have another, like, MVP, you know, top six player.
Just another MVP season. I'm not ripping you,
but and his percentages were down. It's crazy, too, Slater, because his percentages were down in the regular season, And yet we all forget about it because of his epic finals performance.
Yeah, I mean, we spent, like, the middle parts of last regular season, like, wondering about his three-point shot. You know, even people like, did he get too buff? Is he? But remember the record chase? I mean, that yeah. hit on him last season. And yeah. that's just, like, also, I just, you know, the shot probably won't be 2006 unanimous MVP again, where he's, like, you know, shooting an absurd amount of
right.
per game and hitting 45% of them, which is fine. I think the big thing, like, the guy keeps himself in such elite shape, and that showed itself in the playoffs. That showed itself, I thought, most in the West Finals when Luka was wearing down and Jason Kidd's on the podium talking about how good a shape Steph's in, and you know it's kind of not necessarily a subtle shot at Luka, but it's kind of like, hey, if you want to be at this level, get in shape this summer.
Right.
And that's not what you normally hear when a 34-year-old is facing a 23-year-old. It's just like that to me spoke so much to what Steph does, and also to why I'm confident coming into this season. Like, I don't think you're suddenly going to see Steph, you know, game three of the season, like, man, like, I don't know, is he not in that good of shape? Like, you know, is he declining? The way he keeps himself physically, I just think any type of decline over the next six seasons is going to be so gradual because he's going to fight it off so well. Also, the family ages very well. Mm-hmm. Del Curry played till he was, you know, 37 That's years old.
True.
Threes.
Yeah.
Seth, you know, they mature later in their careers. You know, they mature the 29-30 range and then age gracefully. And obviously the skill, the hand-eye coordination, that always ages better than athleticism.
That's a great point. Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game Insider here on the Roast. Last one for you. Will anybody ask Curry about some of the details in that Rolling Stones article, specifically the Kevin Durant noise where, yeah, he asked Bob and Steve and they had the conversation. A lot of Warrior fans are like, no, we don't want KD back. But we all understand you got to have that conversation. It's Kevin freaking Durant. Will you ask that question? Is that the question you want to ask Steph tomorrow or, excuse me, Sunday at media day?
No, not really, because, like, you know, you knew they were kind of, like, you know, kind of juggling it around a little bit behind the scenes. It never got anywhere close. Like, this wasn't like, you know, it was at the 1 yard line and they're calling Steph, like, do we pull the trigger or not? Like, it they weren't even really discussing, like, you know, possible packages. It was just kind of floated. And clearly Steph in the interview, you know, he's willing to put his name on it, I think. And it's been theorized. I think he just wants that Durant era to be looked back on more. You know,
with positive light. Longingly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I understand, right? I mean, like, that was one of the best runs in NBA history, 3 year runs in NBA history. And still a little bit like in Oklahoma City. It's still like tough for the local people to talk about. It's just weird that the two places Durant left, that's how it is. So I think that it was more like that. As far as what question I want to ask Steph, I think the Durant stuff, not only is it in the past, like, it was never actually going to happen this summer. Mm-hmm. I'm more curious, like, what's the hunger level of this team this season? I mean, they fed off this just desire to get back to the mountaintop.
Right.
You know, they got back. Like, what's left? That's kind of my
Anthony, question. I dare you. Double dog dare you to ask Steph Curry, are the 49ers better with Jimmy Garoppolo than they are with Trey Lance?
I feel like you guys probably get him on the radio show at some point during the season. I feel like that's a Shasky question.
It is
a Shasky question.
Well, I would also ask about the President's Cup that's going on this week and how both teams have been gutted because of the Live Tour. But that's neither here nor there. I want someone to ask him that question just for fun.
Anybody. You think Klay Thompson watches football still? Is he still a football fan?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I know he's watched a lot of Dodger baseball.
Why you gotta do that to me?
Yeah, I mean,
you brought it up.
You did bring it up. That's an interesting one. The hunger level, especially with the Clippers. A lot of people talking about the Clippers and hyping them up. Hey, are the Warriors
are
favorites
really
coming
about
in?
The Clippers on a football
real quick,
Friday.
We're gonna get you out of
what
here.
Are, you doing?
Are the Warriors a favorite still? Because I feel like, to your point about, hey, is the hunger there or whatnot? I'm hearing a lot about the Clippers, Anthony. But how can anybody not pick the Warriors to try to go back to back?
Yeah, look, if you were just like, you have to pick a team to win the West, I would pick them. But if you said Warriors are the field, I'd pick the field. I think it's kind of wide open. Denver's vaulting maybe back into contention with Murray back. You mentioned the Clippers. You know, the West is, to me, like, the West was wide open last season. The Warriors kind of walked through the front door. They weren't some Goliath, and now they're bringing their top six back. So, again, yeah, slight favorites in the West. I probably would have said Celtics were favorites to win the title, but I'm not sure I'm saying that anymore. So, they have as good a chance as anybody.
Yeah, we'll leave that Celtics situation alone. Yeah. Press conference coming up, I believe, at 11 o'clock in Boston. Or, excuse me, 2 o'clock in Boston. Could be wrong there. Anthony, always good to hear from you. Basketball season's here. I'll see you on Sunday at media day.
All right, fellas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.